Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Ruse. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Jerry Ruse. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Clyde Mayshore. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ron Woods. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Baylor Moore. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Baylor Moore. And now, play ball. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger strikes out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball four. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hunt moves to third. Foley moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore takes first base on ball four. Hunt scores. Foley moves to third. Singleton moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Foley scores. Singleton moves to third. Mayshore moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Watson moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woods. Howard reaches second base with a double. Watson scores. It's 2-1, Expos. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros 1. The Expos will come to bat. Baylor Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunt scores. Foley moves to second. It's 3-1, Expos. George Culver now pitching. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Hal Breeden. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Helms reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Foley moves to third. Bailey moves to second. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Clyde Mayshore. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Fairley now playing first base. Mike Jorgensen now playing center field. Ron Woods now playing right field. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cittino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cittino is 0-for-1 in the game. Cittino takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Moore. Cittino moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Astros. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Astros. John Strohmeyer now pitching. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Culver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woods hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-1 in the game. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Ferry pinch hits for John Strohmeyer. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Helms fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Expos 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Ferry now playing left field. Steve Renko now pitching. Ken Singleton now playing right field. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Cittino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cittino is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cittino hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Wynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. May hits a pop-up towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Foley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foley moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Singleton strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foley scores. Fairley moves to second. It's 7-4, Astros. Tim McCarver pinch hits for Steve Renko. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive towards the mound. Culver reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Expos 4. The Astros will come to bat. Tom Walker now pitching. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rader hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Howard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Expos 4. The Astros will come to bat. George Culver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culver is 0-for-1 in the game. Culver is called out on strikes. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzger hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Citino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Citino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Citino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fairley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Expos 4. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Astros. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Watson strikes out. 2 outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day pinch hits for Tom Walker. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culver fields it and throws to first for the out. Singleton moves to second. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Expos 4. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Gilbert now pitching. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 3 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Helms moves to second. George Culver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culver is 0 for 2 in the game. Culver bunts towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Helms moves to third. Howard moves to second. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 4 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cittino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cittino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cittino hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jorgensen. Cittino reaches second base with a double. Helms scores. Howard scores. It's 10-4. Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Wynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jorgensen. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Cittino scores. It's 11-4, Astros. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to third. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. May moves to second. It's 12-4, Astros. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May moves to third. Watson moves to second. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 12, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0 for 2 in the game. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 12, and the Expos 4. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Culver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culver is 0-for-2 in the game. Culver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-5 in the game. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Culver moves to second. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Cedeno hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jorgensen. Cedeno reaches second base with a double. Culver scores. Metzger moves to third. It's 13-4, Astros. Hector Torres now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzger scores. Cedeno scores. It's 15-4, Astros. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. May moves to second. It's 16-4, Astros. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May scores. Watson moves to second. It's 17-4, Astros. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Watson moves to third. Rader moves to second. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Culver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Culver hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 17, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 17-5, Astros. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Singleton strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 17, and Montreal Expos, 5. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.